We are on the eve of 4th of July today. Lots of festivities and celebrations coming up on this side of the river and on the other side of the river as well. Before we get to the 4th of July, though, there is the Independence Day Parade in Kenilworth tonight. Yours truly will be driving the vehicle labeled as Talk 107.3. We'll have a talk vehicle in the parade tonight. I believe we got a stack of T-shirts to throw and some other select goodies as well. But let's talk a little bit about 4th of July. Joining us now from the West Baton Rouge Chamber, Anna Johnson. Anna, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Y'all do a lot on the other side of the river when it comes to the 4th of July. But before we get into that, I got to talk a little business. You've been busy, to say the least. West Baton Rouge Chamber has been very active. What's the latest over there?
Oh, my goodness. So we have a bunch of things coming up. We are announcing our small business summit today. So this is perfect timing.
Excellent.
So we started this event last year because our small business community, they're kind of the hub that keeps everything running in West Baton Rouge. We have a lot of industry, but we also have a lot of small businesses that kind of band together and look out for each other. And so we were like, we need to give something back to them. And so we started the small business summit last year and it was a hit. And so this year, our businesses have come to us and they're like, hey, when are you guys doing this? When are you guys doing this? So we were like, all right, we're going to bring it back this year. We're making it bigger and better than ever, of course, because you know we can't do anything small. So this year, our theme is going to be a sports theme. And we are going to do, it's going to be a half day. And we are going to have a panel of our small business owners. So I think you guys know a few of them. We have Chris Hilliard, who owns Studs Laundry Services. He actually won the Nexus Brew competition this year, the $10,000. So we're excited about him. He actually came last year to our small business summit, and that was the first time we ever met him. But, I mean, he's phenomenal, and just his entrepreneurial spirit is fantastic. So he's going to be on the panel. Andre Johnson, who owns UK Luxury Rides, he started a Sprinter van service, I guess about 6 months ago, and it's just kind of taken off. So we're going to have him.
All right.
Clay Elliott, who owns Oak Capital Financial Advisors, and then Ashley Bergeron, who was a teacher and decided during COVID that she was going to open a photography studio, and she's just kind of taken off too. So we have a panel of our small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be moderated by Chris Follison from BRAC. So we're actually partnering with BRAC a little bit this year on this too. LED is going to come in and do a panel. And then we're going to have Jason DeQueer, who you guys love, you all know, from Advantis. And he's going to talk a little bit about money and taxes. And then we decided to add in like kind of a different component this year. So we're actually going to have all of the candidates who are running for governor come in and do a panel. And we're going to have them talk about what their plans are for small businesses. It's a very important election year this year for Louisiana. And we're like, hey, we want to know what you're going to do for our small businesses. And so we reached out to all of the candidates and they've agreed to come on board. And it's not really a pitch for them. It's more a pitch for what they're going to do for small businesses. And then they're going to take questions from our small business owners. So we're excited about that. And then we have a keynote speaker that I can't announce yet because we haven't signed on the dotted line, but we're really excited about it. And actually Gordy's been helping with that too. So it's going to be a big day. So we got a lot coming up and that's going to be Wednesday, August 2nd. So we're about a month out from that. And then a couple weeks after that, our small business council is hosting their third annual Small Business Saturday. So that's kind of a big deal for West Baton Rouge too. They rent out the Addis Community Center and they have all the retail vendors come in. They set up a booth and just sell their products. And for some of them, it's like their busiest day of the year. So it's really cool. They have people that come out and cook. They have a band. They invite the schools out to come do to let their students kind of come do their thing with the dance team and then the band and all that. So, yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming up for small business.
Very cool stuff. Talk with Anna Johnson from the West Baton Rouge Chamber, the Small Business Summit, second annual Small Business Summit coming up a little bit less, one day shy of a month from now.
Yeah.
Where is this one located, and where can folks go to learn more about it?
For
the Small Business Summit.
For the summit. So we're actually putting the info out today.
Okay.
But you can go to our website. It's wbrchamber.org, and just click on the events tab. That's going to go live today. You can register for that. If you want to do the all-day event, it'll be $75. If you want to do a half day, it's $50. And if you could only make lunch, it's just $35. And it is open to the public. And so we do expect it will sell out. We have Ted James, who's coming. We have some of our local senators and state reps who will be moderating some panels. And then when we announce the keynote speaker, I fully expect us to sell out. So we are partnering with a lot of people in the community, and we're excited about it. I think it's going to be really big this year. And I mean, I'm really excited to hear from, you know, people like Wags and Sean Wilson and, you know, just all of the candidates that are running for governor. I mean, we hear so much about them and what they're going to do for the state, but, you know, West Baton Rouge is small business. Like, what are you guys going to do for small business? And so it should be a really interesting summit this year.
And it's important that, because when you're talking about the governor's race, it's important because every spot around the state that they're going to talk, there's a different feel, there's a different vibe. Small business in West Baton Rouge, I mean, small business in Louisiana is the economic backbone. In West Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. that you have your own set of challenges, your own set of needs, your own set of, you know, parameters for how y'all go about building or growing the small business community. So getting to know each individual part of the state is going to be important. I do have to ask you as a follow-up. You said confirmation from all the candidates, right?
Yes, except for Sharon Hewitt. So she is going to be out of town that day. However, her staff says that they are trying to rearrange her schedule to where she can just come for that hour. Okay. So I do think she will be able to attend, but still not confirmed yet.
Good enough.
So,
go ahead.
But we love Sharon. She's been fantastic, and I know her on a personal level, so I know that she's going to try and figure out how to make it work. But, you know, we are offering her the option to kind of call in and just do have her on the screen if that helps too. So we're trying to make it as accessible to everyone as possible. But yeah, she did say that she has a conflict that day, but we're trying to work it out. So
we are talking about that. Yep. So visit West Baton Rouge's wbrchamber.org/events. That'll be up later on today. All right, Anna, by the way, we're talking with Anna Johnson from the West Baton Rouge Chamber. Got to ask you about the 4th of July. Over on this side of the river, we all know about the big fireworks show, 9 p.m., right in front of the Mississippi River, right by the USS Kidd. What about on the other side? What do y'all do for the 4th of July?
Yeah, so West Baton Rouge Parks and Rec does a little fireworks kind of block party in downtown Port Allen. So they have food, they do a magic show for the kids, water slides, space walks, space painting, live music, which is really cool because this year they're having the Rocking Mozart School, and it's a youth music school over here in Port Allen. It is taught by Dr. Berthelot, who's fantastic. He has, I think, 4 different locations, but he kind of mixes that orchestra music with rock music, so it's really cool. But they always get involved with that every year. And then, they're kind of the opening band, and then they're going to have, I think 4A tradition play. Yep. It is a free event. It's downtown in the city of Port Allen. Like I said, it's just kind of a big block party. You really can't miss it. It's at the old ferry landing off of River Road. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of watch the fireworks show from the other side of the river. So, they partner with Visit Baton Rouge. So it's kind of just a mutual thing. Like, we have a party on this side, you guys have a party on that side, and we all watch the same fireworks. So, yeah, if you don't have anything to do for the 4th of July, it is family-friendly. It is free. Mm-hmm. So bring your strollers, bring the kids, bring something to drink, come party.
I mean, fireworks can be viewed from west to east as easily as they can be viewed from east to west. I don't think the firework determines what side someone's watching from. So
I mean, they look the same from both sides, so...
Absolutely. But they get started. Y'all get started around 5 o'clock with the Rockin' Mozart School. And of course, 4A tradition is phenomenal as well. 4A tradition will be up from 7 to 10. Although I would have to imagine. So 4A tradition, like, this is a sweet gig for them because, yeah, they're on from 7 to 10, but from 9 to 9:30, they just get to stop. I mean, it's all fireworks at that point.
Yep. So yeah, and I'm sure it's loud enough.
Crank it up for an encore after the fact. But for a tradition, that's a pretty sweet gig when you got that big of a break down the middle. Meanwhile, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd be very disappointed if somebody doesn't play Freebird. So,
for a tradition, well, Rockin' Mozart probably as much as for a tradition. But it'll be going on in downtown Port Allen tomorrow evening, starting at 5 p.m. She is Anna Johnson from the West Baton Rouge Chamber. Always enjoy the visits, Anna. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thank you.